Thank you, Richard. Now to our final batch of stories. Skate park staff feel terrified and under siege. Festival chairwoman is stepping down after 8 years. And a city cocktail bar is offering an Easter egg exchange.
The owners of a business in a city church feel under siege and desperate for help after a succession of violent and threatening flashpoints. Sam and Lynn Avery are the owners of the drugstore and co-founders with Ash Lever of Community East, a skate park inside St. Peter Parmentergate Church in King Street. The couple called police after finding windows were broken, litter was left and human excrement was smeared across the building's letterbox. "I'll have been here for 2 years in April," said Sam. "In that time, I've been assaulted by three people at once in front of my daughter, who was six at the time. I witnessed a really brutal fight in the churchyard following a Norwich match. I've had windows smashed, poo in the letterbox. The list goes on. We need CCTV desperately to identify the people involved." Putting cameras up in the area has proven difficult, though. As the medieval church's Grade 1 listed, there are restrictions, and the company is not allowed to attach anything to the building that involves running cables and drilling holes. There is one streetlight by the entrance to the churchyard, but there are no other lights, and the back is shrouded by trees. Lynn said Norfolk Churches Trust has reached out to the council, as the thoroughfare through the churchyard is public, but that they are still waiting for a response. All churchyards are a magnet for this sort of crime, and it is worse for those with public thoroughfares like this one, said Sam. Our problems are not unique. As tenants of the property, which is maintained by Norfolk Churches Trust, the team behind the skate park and shop won't pay for the damage. This doesn't cost us a single penny, said Sam. Some poor bloke from the council has had to clean up the letterbox. Norfolk Churches Trust will have to pay for a specialist to come and fix these broken windows. However, for Community East, a non-profit charitable organisation for children and young people, safety is key to keeping people coming through the door and supporting the charity. "We want this to be a safe space for kids who need it," said Lynn. Sam added, "Our team set up a charitable organisation to do something good for the kids in the community, and our own daughter doesn't want to come here."
A Norwich DJ has been named among the best in the country by a business organisation. Lee Davey, 49, goes by the pseudonym Pink Fusion and plays at nightclubs, weddings and events across the region. He has been named DJ of the Year for the London and South East region at the 2023-24 Prestige Awards. Lee, who works in NR3, said, "I am honoured, shocked and overwhelmed to receive such a fantastic award. This is definitely a milestone in my career." He restarted as a DJ in lockdown as a hobby while on furlough from work as a bingo caller at Mecca in Mile Cross, having learned his skills in the 90s, but stopped once he got married. Lee started a PlayDJ.com show on Friday nights and added, "I feel as though it gave people hope in a challenging time. I just wanted to give something back." Lee will be attending a ceremony in London in August.
The chairwoman of Norfolk and Norwich Festival, Brenda Arthur, is stepping down after 8 years of service. The announcement was made ahead of this year's festival, set for May the 10th to the 26th. Ms Arthur, formerly a councillor and leader of Norwich City Council, played a crucial role in the festival's growth, including its transition to the Norwich Guildhall and the expansion of its community work. Besides her work with the festival, she has held positions as Chief Executive of Age Concern Norwich and as Lord Mayor of Norwich, as well as serving on a number of boards, including Norwich Hospital, Norwich Airport and the Business Improvement District. She said, "I have been privileged and proud to be a part of Norfolk and Norwich Festival for the past 8 years. As a team, we've faced some challenges, not least COVID and cuts in arts funding. Despite this, we're still able to present exciting work, enriching the lives of those who watch them, while also boosting the local economy. I have been really fortunate to work with outstanding trustees, staff members and volunteers, and would like to thank them for their support and help. Their efforts have made a significant contribution to making Norwich and Norfolk arts so rich." Daniel Bryan, Artistic Director and Chief Executive of Norfolk and Norwich Festival, said, "Brenda's passion for fairness, inclusivity and respect has guided the festival and she leaves us a better and stronger organisation. all Norfolk and Norwich Festival staff and board thank her for her leadership and extraordinary service that has inspired us for almost a decade.
Norfolk Police have warned people to be cautious of cold callers after receiving a series of reports about suspicious activity. A spokesman for the police said, "A common theme with these types of incidents is that someone will knock at your door saying they have recently been released from prison or in rehabilitation and offer to sell you household items. We advise you to close and lock your back door before answering the front door. If you do not recognise the person, speak through the closed and locked door. If they are selling something or offering to do any work on your house or garden, tell them you are not interested and ask them to leave. Anyone feeling threatened by a cold caller should call 999 immediately."
A bar in Norwich is offering free cocktails in exchange for chocolate eggs this Easter. Norwich rum bar Revolution de Cuba is teaming up with Mozart Chocolate Liqueur to give away free complimentary cocktails when swapped with a chocolate egg. All donations received by Saturday the 23rd of March will be distributed to the Trussell Trust Food Bank in Norwich, which ensures families get to enjoy the taste of Easter over the four-day weekend. In exchange, participants can try the new limited menu edition, the Bounty Rumtini cocktail, a blend of handcrafted Mozart chocolate liqueur made with Belgian chocolate and paired with Malibu coconut rum. The bar will also be hosting an adults-only Cuban Explorer egg hunt over the Easter weekend with prize vouchers hidden near the Queen Street venue in the city.